Representative Chris Smith shines spotlight on Communist China's live organ harvesting. Commentary. Communist China is producing a real horror show. Representative Chris Smith recently convened a special session of the bipartisan Congressional Executive Commission on China and solicited stunning testimony from experts and eyewitnesses on the horrific practice of live organ harvesting, hearts, livers, lungs, kidneys, corneas in Communist China. The unlucky cohort of living donors, men and women murdered for their body parts, is comprised of various dissidents as well as politically persecuted ethnic and religious minorities. This latest congressional inquiry follows in the wake of the Heritage Foundation's public conference on the topic, which featured Jan Jikulek, author of the New York Times bestseller, Killed to Order, China's organ harvesting industry and the true nature of America's biggest adversary. Jikulek also appeared as a witness before the commission's panel. In his opening remarks, Smith noted a hot mic exchange between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping, where the two autocrats were casually discussing the potential of organ donation contributing to greater longevity, with Xi speculating that humans this century could possibly live as long as 150 years. Ethical organ transplantation, Smith emphasized, is noble and life-saving. But forced organ harvesting is not healing. It is murder masquerading as medicine. This horrific practice, notes Smith, is a logical consequence of the Orwellian assumptions underlying communism, a system where human beings are reduced to commodities and the state controls the body as well as the mind. Ethan Gutman, a senior fellow at the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation and author of the recently published book, The Xinjiang Procedure, told the commission that, as early as 2013, government agents started to come into people's homes and draw blood from those deemed to be at odds with China's communist regime. Those found guilty of practicing an unsanctioned faith were arrested, imprisoned, often tortured, kept in harsh conditions in cells and internment camps. Based on camp medical files in 2017, Gutman said, a red check mark next to a blood sample meant that the person had been pre-selected for harvesting. Gutman says that when youths ripen to an average age of 28, prison guards drag them, whether kicking and screaming or resigned and hopeless, to a transplant hospital where, under anesthesia, organ removal occurs. They start removing different organs, one after another, until they excise the heart. Religious persecution. The target populations for this practice have been expanding. Originally, the victims were death row prisoners. Today, the enlarged donor class includes the practitioners of Falun Gong, mostly virtuous contemplatives, but also Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Christians. Representative James Walkinshaw observed that the targeting of Falun Gong practitioners and Uyghurs reflects a broader campaign of religious persecution that includes Christians in China, ethnic repression, and dehumanization carried out by the PRC. Jikulek told the commission that the communist regime has launched an aggressive propaganda campaign against certain minorities, painting them as black classes. Jikulek said that this enables the regime to designate them as subhuman so that the Chinese people, assuming they become aware of it, are psychologically prepared for the atrocities against the target group. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom Sam Brownback reminded the commission that China's totalitarian regime, regardless of any of its protestations to the contrary, cannot and will not tolerate genuine religious liberty. For the communist regime, religious liberty is the equivalent of kryptonite, and they fear such liberty more than they fear our aircraft carriers or nuclear weapons. A global problem. There is a growing global demand for organs, especially among wealthy Middle Eastern patients. China's communist regime can profit from such a lucrative international market. The policy question for the United States and its allies is how to ensure that medical researchers, practitioners, and medical institutions in the West are not complicit in this unethical practice. During his testimony before the commission, Gutman specifically called for an investigation of Thermo Fisher Scientific, a company that supplied DNA testing used on millions of Uyghurs and Kazakhs. Likewise, Jikulek called for oversight over American institutions training practitioners as transplant surgeons who returned to communist China. there is bipartisan interest in tackling the problem. Representative Smith's bill, the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act of 2025, would criminalize trafficking in forcibly donated organs and impose penalties of up to 20 years in prison and up to $1 million in fines for knowing complicity with this unethical practice. Tyrants will continue to seek immortality, said Smith, but not with our expertise or money. Not with a dollar of American complicity. The House of Representatives passed the bill by a vote of 406-1. The Senate has yet to act. Curiously, the Chinese Communist Party's organ harvesting program is another case of life imitating art. In 1978, Michael Crichton directed Coma, a high-class horror film starring a young Michael Douglas and the beautiful Genevieve Bujold. Bujold's character, a young surgeon, discovers that hospital patients are being induced into a coma and their bodies are being transported to a remote location for live organ harvesting. Initially, her colleagues are skeptical. In the movie, the culprit is a sophisticated transnational criminal organization. In real life, it still is. Reprinted by permission from the Daily Signal, a publication of the Heritage Foundation.